So as we come into more of stillness in ourselves, we become more aware of external sound.
On cue.
And just notice, you know, what that sound did and what it might have disrupted, both in terms of just giving you a slight fright and what happens to your body. So just have a conscious breath and resettle. And there is something about the power of nature when it gets up that makes us realize how, in a way, insignificant we are. Last night I was watching clouds absolutely scud across the sky, and we hear the sound of the wind. And see if you can allow that sound of the wind, that sort of external noise, the external power, to just be there, that you don't have to not pay it attention, and it doesn't have to disrupt. And for me, that's really the essence of why I meditate, because there is so much external noise and external demand that I get pulled out of myself, or I shut down in order to defend myself. And for me, this act of meditation is a conscious act to stay open to the outside, to listen, really listen, and really hear it, and yet not to be pulled away from the center, my ground, my feet, my spine, my breath. So it comes eventually that we are able to stay fully present to what's going on around us and to the people with whom we come into contact. And yet we don't lose ourselves. And I'm often reminded about how it feels to be deeply heard and deeply listened to. And in reverse, how it feels to not feel heard or listened to. And I think many of us spend quite a lot of energy listening to other people. Trying to be there for them, to hear what they say, to let them feel our support. Yet when it comes to ourselves, speaking for myself, I'm not so good at it. And I tend to run away. So this weekly commitment to coming back to treating yourself as valuably as you would do someone for whom you care deeply. really sitting into the space that is yours. Really finding your feet and the ground that is yours. And the wind is such a great metaphor, really, because in strong wind, it's easy to be blown over, blown off course, to have to protect yourself, to huddle up, close down. So sitting here, I just invite you to see if you can feel into how it feels to be open to the wind, to external sound, to both the joy and the pain that comes from connection with other people. And still to keep your ground. And if you feel to, you could just move very gently on your sitting bones, just get an experience of the feeling of what it means to stay flexible. So it's not about sitting rigid. It's about being able to cope with being thrown off balance and coming back into balance. And I think we do ourselves a disservice by thinking that we've got to be fantastic all the time, that we've got to be calm, we've got to be happy and grateful. For me, life is a series of being thrown off balance and finding my way back. And if we're going to be open to external influences, to nature, to each other, we can't stand like rocks. I'm just going to be quiet for a minute or two and let you just come into a place of connection to what might put you out of balance and how you can find a way to allow that and find a way back. So just connecting to the base of your spine and then to your legs, just really feel that support of the seat And go down to your feet and the support of the floor. And come back to the top of the spine and just find out whether your head is balancing so that you can release, which lets you breathe. And just for a minute, take your attention gently and slowly out from your body to connect with the others in the room. To see if you can really connect to that mutual support that we can give one another with shared intention. So we can go into the week. With a sense of inner strength. As well as inner softness, or maybe outer softness. So when you're ready, you can bring your attention back to the room.